drivers right back to the phone calls we go. And keep on dialing. Patience and persistence is the key this morning. That's what I heard when Eric Harley was on this morning on Midnight Radio. Talking to you guys because we've got Drew Pramonte Dial and R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA. And we're going to keep after it all the way up until 11 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. 888-782-5966 is our phone number. We want you to call in and get on board. Let's go to line one. We'll go first up to Dave in Washington. Dave, welcome. You're on with Trooper Dial and RJ.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great, sir.
Trooper Dial, I've got a question about statute of limitations on a ticket I received. I believe it was back in 78 or 79. I was driving for an owner-operator. Went into Texas. I was pulled over for a DOT inspection. Polk County, Livingston, I believe it was.
Yes, sir.
The registration had expired. It was like the 1st of April, and I think that was the licensing date or the time that it runs from April to April, I guess. But anyway, I was issued a ticket for noncompliance. They give us, they let us purchase a temporary operating permit to run into the Houston and come back out. The guy I worked for, to my knowledge, I found out two or three years later, never paid my ticket on that. What's the statute on that? Has it been exonerated, or is it still outstanding, or what?
Dave, a lot of it is going to depend on the courts. A lot of times courts, once a ticket gets to be 2 years of age, they will take and purge it. But it just depends on the court itself.
Is there a way I could find out?
Who was the ticket?
I hate calling them up and saying, hey, here I am, and then have them issue a bench warrant or something like that, because I'd have paid the ticket myself just to keep it, you know, keep myself clean on that aspect of it. But after, like I say, it was a couple, 3 years later through a mutual friend of ours that knew both of us in conversation. He told me, he said, well, he never paid that ticket. And I said, well, how do you know? He said, he told me he never paid the ticket.
Jeez.
And I thought, whoa, you know. And I've been into Texas, but I've never been stopped or been called in or nothing.
What has happened, Dave, is first off, Texas used to have what they called a warrant databank system, where if you had a Texas driver's license, it went on to the driver's license system. And if you were stopped anywhere in Texas, they would basically arrest you or collect the fines. They've gone away with that, and they've gone to what's called an Omni program. And what the courts do is they will notify DPS that you have an outstanding warrant. They will take and put put a notification on your Texas driver's license that says that you have a law enforcement knows is that you've got a warrant. We can't arrest you on the side of the road for that warrant. We can tell you that you've got a warrant, but Texas will not renew your driver's license until the warrant has been taken care of.
Okay. I live in Idaho. At the time, I lived in Tennessee. Now, is there a possibility that this has followed me from Tennessee to Idaho? And what I'm getting at is when I go in to get my background check done in 2009.
In your home state?
Yes. Will that come up, or is
no,
there a possibility that will? Or
no, because what happens is Texas is a member of the Non-Resident Violator Compact Agreement.
Okay.
And the only citations that go on that are moving violations. So if you got a citation for a registration, that is not one of the criteria for being put on the Non-Resident Violator Compact Agreement.
Okay.
So as long as you don't go back to Texas, irregardless of whether the warrant is paid or not, nothing's going to be done.
Okay. That's basically what I needed to know. I wish he'd have paid the ticket or, you know, let me know one way or the other.
No,
like
kidding.
I'd have paid the doggone thing just to have it cleared. But
no kidding. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you calling. Did that help you out a little bit?
Yes, it did. Hey, and keep it up. We like. I wish Monty could be there every month, but, you know, I understand he's got a real job to do, too, but that's good.
I appreciate it. Thank
guys.
You, Dave. Appreciate you calling.